Chi forecast. For today, isolated rain and snow showers, cloudy skies in the upper 30s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll continue with isolated snow showers early, cloudy and breezy, lower 20s, with wind gusts as high as 30. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, upper 30s, we'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lows around 20. For Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun, warmer temperatures, we'll see highs 46. Right now, it's 30.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, good Tuesday. A Kansas man who spent 23 years in prison for a double murder he did not commit was granted more than $1.5 million in compensation under the state's mistaken conviction statute. The Kansas Attorney General's office said yesterday that Lamont McIntyre of Kansas City also received a certificate of innocence as part of a resolution of a mistaken conviction. Kansas legislators aren't ready to declare that marijuana possession should never be a felony. A House committee rejected proposals yesterday to lower penalties for third-time offenders and to release others from prison. And a sheriff says a social media claim that a man was a Kansas boy missing since 1999 are a hoax. A person claiming to be Adam Herman began tweeting and videos appeared on YouTube over the weekend. Butler County Sheriff Kelly Herzett said yesterday 24-year-old Stephen Chadwick Smith made the posts, not the missing Adam Herman. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Rick Everett.
Cover crops are something we understand. Whether you're trying to improve your soil health, build a blend to improve your nitrogen levels, or one to help break down excess residue on the surface, we have the seed to help you achieve your goals. If you're wanting to graze your cover crop, we can blend it to meet your needs by using spring, summer, and fall annuals to get the maximum production from every acre. Give Kaufman Seeds a call at 800-634-2836.
Our veterans deserve a lot of things: praise, honor, respect. What they don't deserve are attempts to take advantage of their service. Sadly, scammers often target veterans by going after their pensions or disability benefits with fake requests for personal information, charity scams, fake rebate offers, and more. Be vigilant, and remember, the Veterans Administration won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. Help protect those who protected our country. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork to learn more.
Authorities in Douglas County investigating after one person died in an accident yesterday afternoon there. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports a 2016 GMC pickup truck driven by 26-year-old Tyler James Livingston of Paola and a 2010 Toyota Prius driven by 25-year-old Diva Sharma of Overland Park collided on U.S. Highway 56, 2 miles west of Edgerton. Sharma was pronounced deceased at the scene. Details on that crash still under investigation. The Butler County Sheriff says social media claims that a man was a Kansas boy missing since 1999 are a hoax. A person claiming to be Adam Herman began tweeting and two videos appeared on YouTube. Butler County Sheriff Kelly Herzett said yesterday 24-year-old Stephen Chadwick Smith made those posts. Herzett said the Butler County attorney told him Smith cannot currently be prosecuted for a crime for them. And winter weather advisories posted for the northwest quadrant of the Sunflower State. Rick Everett, Mid-America Network News.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies. Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. The world's biggest pork consumer bought just over 10,000 tons of United States pork sometime between August 2nd and August 8th. That was the biggest purchase of American pork in almost 2 months. The pork purchase is due for shipment this year as African swine fever continues to ravage China, which is the world's biggest pork herd. The Chinese Commerce Ministry had said August 5th the Chinese company stopped buying U.S. farm commodities after yet another escalation in the trade war with America. It's not clear if the pork was bought before or after the August announcement. Analysts say the sales are seen as a sign that China needs meat from the United States to help offset the death loss of millions of pigs. Steve Meyer is an economist with the commodity firms Kearns and Associates. He says it's a new booking, which is positive. China's duty on American pork sits at a whopping 62%. Ag news, market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A pair of Centralia men have been charged in Marshall County District Court in connection with burglary at a Vermilion home, which was destroyed 2 days later by fire, in which the resident, 83-year-old Donald McLaughlin, was found dead. The fire and explosion remains under investigation by the state fire marshal, and nothing has yet been filed in that case. Charges of aggravated burglary, theft, and criminal use of a financial card were filed February 6th against Jefferson Goad and Jeremy Penix II of Centralia in a January 22nd burglary. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation was called in to assist with the case. Marshall County Commissioners met Tuesday. Following discussion, consensus was to work on Cleveland Township, then Richland Township bridges. A resolution passed establishing a dealer participating cost share program for the county. A bid from Galloway, Wiggers, and Brediger was approved as county councilor at a rate of $3,000 per month. Representatives with Invenergy met with the board to discuss the proposed grain belt transmission line. Invenergy recently purchased development rights of the grain belt transmission line from Clean Line. Invenergy works with four main sources of power: wind, solar, storage, and natural gas. The transmission line will cover 800 miles to Indiana and will go through 14 counties in Kansas. Invenergy is required to get state regulatory approval for the transmission line, and it received this approval in Kansas, Missouri, and Indiana. Illinois is not approved. Beginning stages will have three components, which are the land research, the engineering, and the environmental, and the proposed line will run parallel to existing lines. Clean Line had originally contracted easements for their project. Invenergy said they would satisfy all easement payments in existence. There are three phases of payment to landowners. The easement payment, which takes the right-of-way times the length of the property converted to acres, then is paid at 110% of a land valuation based on land sales. The landowner will have the option of a one-time payment or yearly payment. The second is structural payment, and the third, crop damage payment. They have a standard road use agreement that covers all aspects of easements, including inspections, and what happens if they need to physically cross property for access to the structures. The poles themselves will be 130 to 160 feet tall, depending on terrain. The structures themselves are 40 by 40 foot in size. The transmission lines would be at a minimum 34 feet from the ground. The county councilor confirmed they could claim eminent domain if landowners are not cooperative. Representatives emphasized they will diligently work with landowners to avoid eminent domain if at all possible. Anticipation is for construction to begin in 2022 and be complete by the end of 2024. The website grainbeltexpress.com has additional information and maps showing where the anticipated transmission line will go through. County Sheriff Dan Hargrave presented a drawing of the Marion County Jail for consideration. If an alternate site, then the courthouse property is preferred. The board discussed that 2 to 3 acres should be sufficient amount of land if they decide to go with a standalone structure for the jail. Agency on Aging Director Ashley Lynn had talked with the administrator of the Frankfort Community Care Home, advising a couple of entities have given significant donations to assist the nursing home in their financial challenges. Lynn asked if they were interested in selling the nutrition site to the county. They were not interested at this time. Contract for the nutrition site is due for renewal this year. Crews are expected to begin work on reconstruction of the intersection at U.S. 36 and South U.S. 77 on Tuesday, weather permitting. This is the final phase of a U.S. 36 pavement replacement project started last year. The intersection will be closed for through traffic on U.S. 36, with one lane traffic open each direction. Detour for South U.S. 77 and 36. To go east will be Broadway and 12th Street. Detour for South U.S. 77 and 36. Go west will be Broadway and 8th Street. The project is expected to be completed by late April, weather permitting. Victor Schroeder, age 88, formerly of Haddam, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home, Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Victor Schroeder. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, corn, a whole wheat roll, and cinnamon apples. Tomorrow, pimento cheese sandwich, vegetable soup, celery and carrot sticks, and bananas in pudding. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville Iron basketball teams host Wamega this evening. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast. Looking at the surface map for this Tuesday, we still have this low pressure system moving across the east central into the northeastern parts of the United States, bringing showers and thunderstorms. And on the northern edge of this low, we're going to see some snow showers across the area. We have a system still affecting the central northern parts of the Rockies and into the central parts of the Midwest. It looks like we'll see a little bit of some snow mixed precipitation as we head through the day and into tonight. Otherwise, it looks like we'll see dry weather, decreasing clouds for tomorrow, and dry weather for the end of the week. Temperatures really not too bad. We are going to see a little bit warmer temperatures for Thursday and Friday. So across our area for today, isolated rain and snow showers, cloudy skies in the upper 30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, we'll continue with isolated snow showers, cloudy and breezy in the lower 20s. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear around 20, and Thursday, partly sunny skies in the upper 40s. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late February, 43, record high on this date, 69 in 1996. The average low, 21. The record low is 4 below 0 in 2003. Sunset this evening, 6:14. Sunrise in the morning at 7:06. 30 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light, favoring the north-northeast. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 25th of February. KNDY News time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Farewell to a legend. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. On Monday, the lives of Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna were celebrated at Staples Center in Los Angeles. Lakers greats were in attendance, as was Bryant's basketball idol Michael Jordan.
In the game of basketball, in life, as a parent, Kobe left nothing in the tank. He left it all on the floor.
Separately, Vanessa Bryant filed a wrongful death lawsuit. She's suing the owner of the helicopter that crashed and killed her husband and their daughter. Baseball spring training. The Houston Astros were met with boos as they made their debut against the Detroit Tigers. Manager Dusty Baker.
Yeah, well, you know it's going to happen, so I mean, every day until we just start winning and beat on the ball.
The Astros' Jose Altuve said he only heard noise. Houston clobbered the Tigers 11-1. This is ABC Sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks topped the Washington Wizards.
Eric Bledsoe out to Middleton. Open. Oh, he had an open three for a moment. Now takes the three. Good!
Call on WTMJ. Bucks win 137-134 in overtime. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 22 points and had 14 boards. Chris Middleton finished with 40 points. Women's college basketball, Oregon's Sabrina Ionescu made history on Monday night against number 4 Stanford.
Here's Hannah Jump, three-point specialist. And there is Sabrina Ionescu with the rebound. She has just become the first player in Division I history with 2,000 points, 1,000 assists, and 1,000 rebounds, a historic mark set by Sabrina Ionescu.
Call on ESPN. Number 3 Oregon wins it 74-66, and Ionescu becomes the first college basketball player, man or woman, to collect 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 1,000 assists in a career. She also posted her 26th triple-double. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Monday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville took Concordia 60-28 in girls' play and 68-45 in boys' action. 1A regional boys' basketball. Hanover defeated Axtell 46-40. Blue Valley over St. Xavier 78-14. Frankfort tripped Wakefield 42-21. Setting up boys' semifinals at Frankfort Thursday, Washington County versus Hanover. Frankfort entertains Blue Valley. Centralia boys over Onega 85-23 to advance, and it was Lynn over Lincoln 47-29 to advance. Girls teams tip off in regional play Tuesday. Our broadcast feature Blue Valley at Washington County live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Tuesday night tip-offs in high school hoops. In girls 1A regional, Washington County hosts Blue Valley on FM 95.5, and Axtell tips off at Wakefield. Centralia girls entertain Valley Falls, and Lynn is at Southern Cloud. Marysville girls and boys are home to Wamego, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. And in boys' sub-district play, Diller O'Dell faces Lewiston at Pawnee City, and Southern squares off with Weeping Water at Johnson Brock.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Farmers continue to be a politically key group for the president, who tweeted on Friday that USDA will, if needed, provide more aid to farmers until the Phase 1 China deal, USMCA, and other deals kick in. President Trump surprised farmers and even USDA officials with the announcement that he's willing to approve another round of market facilitation payments if needed. The Washington Post reported Saturday that top USDA officials said last week China might end up buying just $14 billion in U.S. farm goods this fiscal year, far short of the $40 billion Trump promised. But that is not what USDA chief economist Rob Johansson told hundreds or more attendees at the 96th Annual Ag Outlook Forum while discussing the coronavirus impact.
Private sector forecasts have lowered their estimates of China's first quarter GDP by as much as 2 percentage points. It's far too early to tell what the final impacts will be, but most of those forecasting operations expect the second quarter, third quarter, and fourth quarter in China to rebound.
At a press conference, reporters later asked Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue about the gap between $40 billion and the $14 billion quoted.
If I wasn't clear enough, the WASI report that was referred to earlier did not contemplate the phase one at that point in time. We talked about that, and it was determined not to include that initially in this expectation. So we do believe those numbers will be surpassed.
American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall also said he was optimistic China will buy more than $14 billion in United States agricultural products based on conversations with China's agricultural minister. Once again, reporting was USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. And I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A tweet from President Trump late last week made it seem like more trade aid for farmers hurt by the trade disputes is a legitimate possibility, but evidently he hadn't made it known yet to USDA that that was on the table. So Ted McKinney, Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs, says the president's tweet was a surprise to them, but that's the decision they'll go with. Politico is saying the administration's agricultural forecast offering some conflicting messages about whether additional trade aid actually needed this year. USDA's chief economist, Robert Johansson, predicts a return to what he called normal trade in 2020, along with mentioning more hopeful signs for the farm economy ahead of this year after a recent economic downturn. Farm income projected to increase this year despite a large drop in federal farm payments as the 2019 trade aid program wraps up. Ag Secretary Perdue has already predicted a record year for ag exports with China, but market analysts say it is entirely possible because of Beijing's insistence on following market demand and complying with World Trade Organization limitations. USDA has already paid out $23 billion directly to U.S. producers since 2018. Well, late last week also, USDA reopened the door to the U.S. market for imports of raw beef from Brazil. The agency says the world's largest beef exporter has taken the right steps to improve its food safety inspection system, bringing it up to U.S. standards. Now, some farmers, ranchers, and food safety groups are already pushing back against that decision. National Cattlemen's Beef Association, one of those that has serious concerns. Kent Backus, the Senior Director of International Trade and Market Access for the Cattlemen, say NCBA strongly supports the science-based trade administration's efforts to enforce it. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. Oh, yeah, it's agriculture. We're talking about beef this week, and today, a look at the feedlot numbers after this.
Orion here, and if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
Randy Block is the CEO of Cattle Facts. He's been with Cattle Facts for about 40 years, back when Cattle FAX was how that newsletter was delivered. Today, Randy talks about feedlot numbers.
Our feedlot numbers continue to stay very strong. We've got about 2.5% more cattle on feed, some of the biggest on feed numbers in the history of our industry, especially the on feed numbers from Kansas South, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas. They're very robust. But we've done a great job of marketing cattle in here. So we anticipate that we'll have to harvest another 250,000 head of fed cattle this year than last year. Those forecasts haven't changed, but again, we'll test the system.
We're in a correction right now for the fed cattle market, aren't we?
Well, we've had a little bit of a correction. You know, I think we've gone through a situation with the coronavirus. We've seen a major exodus of the fund monies out of the commodity futures, the live cattle futures. Seen about 50,000 contracts come out here in the last week. So I think we're just at a spot in here where we'll start to launch. We'll still have a spring rally into cash.
Can we learn anything from the SARS virus back in the early aughts and its impact on the market?
Well, I think we can. You know, you go back, whenever you have an event like we're dealing with today, you're looking at a global slowdown. Global GDP is likely going to shrink a little bit, especially in China where they've quarantined so many folks. That'll have an impact on slowing down U.S. exports for a period of time. So, obviously, we've got a few challenges ahead.
Randy says demand continues to be strong.
You know, if we just look at what's happened over the last several years, demand for protein has been incredible. High-quality protein, what we're seeing domestic-wise, beef demand has been phenomenal. Pork demand in the global landscape has been continues to be big. 25% of our pork production, in excess of 25%, is exported. Poultry, 17-18%. So these numbers are pretty strong. We think we're going to have another strong year. You know, it's swine fever, who knows? I mean, this has been a story now for 18 months. We think pork exports are going to grow substantially. We think poultry exports are going to grow substantially. With Australia's major drought, big drop in production in Australia, we think that opens the door for the U.S. to be the largest supplier into Japan within the next 1 to 2 years again. So I think that bodes pretty well for a very strong exports scene here for the U.S. meat industry.
Back after this.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY, 30 degrees, a light northeast wind, and we'll look for highs approaching 40 today. Could be some mix of precipitation moving across.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas back on top of the college basketball world after knocking off Baylor, and the Bears dropped to number 2 in the AP men's poll following the close loss. The Jayhawks took over number 1 ranking for the second time this season, following a week there in December of last year. The Bears fell to 2nd after their 23-game winning streak ended. Gonzaga number 3 after a loss to BYU, and Dayton leapfrogged San Diego State for number 4 following the Aztecs' first loss of the season. They were followed by Florida State, Duke, Kentucky, Maryland, and Creighton in rounding out the top 10. Every team in the top 10 found itself in a new position from last week. Vanessa Bryant offered a poignant portrait of her NBA superstar husband and their daughter at a sold-out memorial service for the two yesterday, 1 month after Kobe and Gianna Bryant were among 9 people killed in a helicopter crash near L.A. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs swept the Concordia Panthers in makeup games Monday. Marysville boys win the nightcap 68-45, jumping to an early lead and never looking back. Marysville paced by Kobe Schrader with 21. Matt Holly had 14. Dalton Denner scoring 10 points. Marysville improves to 15-4, 9-2 in the NCKL. Concordia led by Wyatt Trost with 15 points, falling to 5-15, just 3 league wins. Marysville 68, Concordia 45 in boys action. Marysville girls won 60-28. They too jumped to an early lead and never looked back. El Concordia scoreless until 43 seconds left in the first quarter. Marysville led by Madison Runnebaum with 19. Sammy Bartles adds 15. Lady Bulldogs improved to 8-11, 3-6. Concordia was led by Carly Wallmeyer, who battled foul trouble and scored 8 points. Panthers fall to 2-18, 1-8 in the league play. Marysville 60, Concordia 28. Concordia meets Playsetter Tuesday. Marysville hosting Wamego Tuesday in the regular season finale. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierke.
Hanover outscored Axel 16-4 in the fourth quarter to help the Wildcats defeat the Eagles 46-40 in regional play in boys basketball action Monday night in Hanover. It was a fast-paced, low-scoring first half, with Axel leading 17-15. Things opened up in the third quarter, with the Eagles outscoring the Wildcats 19-15, but Hanover hit 3 3-pointers in the fourth quarter, along with tight defense to propel them to the win. Axel was led by Quinn Buffing with 16 points. Derek Buffing added 10 for the Eagles, who end the season with a 10-12 record. Blake Koenig led Hanover with 14 points. Keegan Dimmler and Emma Juneman each scored 9 points for the Wildcats, who improved to 12-9 on the year and will move on in the regional tournament and face top seed Washington County on Friday in Frankfort. Once again, Hanover defeats Axel 46-40 in basketball action Monday night. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller.
Monday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville took Concordia 60-28 in girls play and 68-45 in boys action. 1A regional boys basketball. Hanover defeated Axtell 46-40. Blue Valley over St. Xavier 78-14. Frankfort tripped Wakefield 42-21. Setting up boys semifinals at Frankfort Thursday, Washington County versus Hanover. Frankfort entertains Blue Valley. Centralia boys over Onega 85-23 to advance, and it was Lynn over Lincoln 47-29 to advance. Girls teams tip off in regional play Tuesday. Our broadcast feature Blue Valley at Washington County live on KNDY FM 95.5. Tuesday night tip-offs in high school hoops. In girls 1A regional, Washington County hosts Blue Valley on FM 95.5, and Axtell tips off at Wakefield. Centralia girls entertain Valley Falls, and Lynn is at Southern Cloud. Marysville girls and boys are home to Wamego, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. And in boys sub-district play, Diller O'Dell faces Lewiston at Pawnee City, and Southern squares off with Weeping Water at Johnson Brock. Tuesday night broadcast action, Marysville versus Wamego on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington County, home to Blue Valley, live on FM 95.5.
It's not time to throw away the toilet brush just yet, but its days may very well be numbered. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 25th, the 56th day of the year. Musician George Harrison was born in 1943, and Samuel Colt patented his revolving cylinder pistol on this day in 1836. If the 21st century hasn't lived up to your expectations yet, here's something that might improve the outlook a bit. Self-cleaning toilet bowls may be a reality very soon. Researchers at Penn State University have developed a spray-on coating that makes a ceramic bowl so slippery, virtually nothing will stick to it. That includes residue and bacteria. What's more, it dramatically reduces the amount of water needed per flush. The coating does need to be reapplied about every 500 flushes or so. That's about every 2 months for the average household. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
KNDY.